He introduces one of his own songs, a setting of the poet Robert Herrick. Hopkins sings the vocal part himself, and alas, his singing voice doesn't quite have the tonal beauty or intense musicality of his speaking tones. Yet something impressive comes over.